been moving by the Holy Spirit. And he has much to say to those who love him, those who take him at his word. Those who take God at his word love God. They're looking to God. And you have to love God for your faith to work. And for your faith to work, you have to hear the word of God. The word of God charges our heart. And you can't treat the word of God like other books. You have to treat it like it is the word of God. You have to believe it. Just like you have to believe God. Our Father who art in heaven. The Lord's Prayer starts off with believing God. Hallowed be thy name. That's the way we got to treat the word of God. That's the way we have to treat the Holy Spirit. And that's the way we have to treat people sent in his name. The way we respond to the word of God is the way we respond to God. It can't be separated. We know our Father's voice because we love it. And a strange voice, we don't listen to a strange voice instead of God's voice and treat it the same as if it is God's voice. It's time for people to call what is what it is. If it originated from Satan, say it. And the things of God are the things of God. Either it's alive or it's dead. And every other religion and persuasion of men are dead. But the word of God is alive. And it gives us liberty, it gives us faith, it gives us hope, freedom, blessing, and everything that the Lord knows as life. The Lord didn't just give us salvation, he gave us healing. He gave us countermeasures for depression, a heavy spirit. We can put on the garment of praise and destroy the spirit of heaviness. See, heaviness is that's a spirit. And if your heart's full of the word of God, you have something to fight back with. I told a friend yesterday that you can't treat the word of God like another book. You don't just get an education out of it. I told him, I said, the education is a byproduct. The word of God charges your heart. It arms you for battle. It arms you for life. By the word of God, you know, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And he was right. He is right. Because the word of God enables us to do all things. We can receive strength to live by. We can receive strength to be successful. We can receive strength and wisdom and knowledge to be successful, to overcome, to be blessed above measure. We can receive everything we need to do the things that we need to do. Now watch this. We can receive strength to do combat. We can receive strength to overcome all obstacles. We can receive strength to praise God. We can put on the garment of praise and destroy all forms of heaviness. We can receive the word of God and thrive in life. We can receive God's word and be edified to the point that we laugh. Now, none of our situations have changed yet. But we know that they do, because God hears our prayers and angels hear our confessions. And when we confess God's word, when we profess God's word, when we speak God's word, We can change the facts in our body. We can change the facts on the ground. We can change the facts that are negative. We can overcome every satanic attack, every one of them. And we can live and not die. We can stop storms. Until we know these things, you know, faith begins where the will of God is known. Now, Jesus rebuked the storm, and he acted like he expected his disciples to do it when he was asleep on the boat. When you read the story, it's like, when are y'all gonna catch on? Now, Paul didn't know that he could speak to a storm and stop it. But the Lord used him where, according to the knowledge that he had. He was in more than one shipwreck. He didn't know he could stop the whole thing or move it out of the way. But the storm tore up the ship. He had a word of knowledge that it was gonna, that this was a bad idea to try to go. He knew that before he went. And they lost the whole load on the ship. That was a lot of money that they lost out at sea. And Paul said, you're going to lose the ship and the load. But he gave instructions, and everybody's life would be spared. But he said, stay on the boat. And they did. And they listened to him. And they lived. They all lived. Because the jailer was going to kill all the prisoners. And Paul told him that you don't have to. And the jailer listened to him. But he didn't know he could stop the whole storm like Jesus did. Peter knew it. And you never read about Peter being in a shipwreck. All the things that we can do are in him. The Word of God gives us this knowledge so we can have faith and do the things that are necessary. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But see, Paul wasn't there when Jesus rebuked the storm. And he may not have realized that he could have stopped that storm. And I was the same way. I knew I had authority in the earth. But I didn't know I could stop a storm. To Mr. Austin, one day, I was going to look at his car, and a storm was coming to Washington, D.C. that year, a bad one. A big hurricane was coming, and he was watching it on the news, and the Lord spoke to him and said, you have enough faith to stop that storm. And so he did it, but he told me about it. And I said, we can stop storms. See, Mr. Austin's somebody I greatly respected. I grew up with his kids. And he was a wonderful coach and a principal at one time. And so I looked up to him. And when he got saved, he was radically saved. So he said, and I started stopping storms too. Because we can do all things through Christ. Now, since I brought it up, I gotta share this. Storms don't just happen randomly. Satan has to get permission to do one. But this is why he gets it. People see him. People sin and won't quit. They sin just as fast as they drive. Now, and some of them every chance they get. Now the earth reacts to our sin. That's why the storms happen. They don't just happen. It's not just mechanical. Storms are mechanical and spiritual. And as long as man acts like the devil, we're going to have storms, earthquakes, hurricanes, typhoons, and tornadoes. straight line winds, terrible thunderstorms, and just terrible stuff. I had a dream once. I was standing on the clouds, and out of the cloud came a huge tornado. It looked like an upside down mountain. It was huge. If you could imagine Mount Everest spinning on the ground, that's what it was. But upside down, it was huge. And out of the bottom funnel, the point that touched the cloud, out of the tip, came out thousands of tornadoes. And they all spread out like military men. When the first one got to his destination, the last one got to his destination, and they were all organized like military men. They were standing in rows. When the first one stopped spinning, the last one stopped spinning. And they were spread out for miles. And when they stopped spinning, they were giants. They were demons. And they were about 10 or 15 feet tall. And the one nearest me, he paid me no attention. His mind was on his mission only. And the moment they stopped spinning, I only saw them for a moment. And then they sunk into the cloud. And I woke up astonished. I said, "Lord, what was that about?" He said, "They are spirits of chaos." And I knew where they came from. They come to kill, steal, and destroy. Because Satan accuses us in heaven's court when we have enough sin to merit one on the land. And then he comes. It's not God. God didn't send it. It's not of God. So it's rebukable. Now you can rebuke them. But people keep bringing them through their sin, their witchcraft, their abortions, their murders, adultery and fornication, thievery, injustice. These are the days of grace. God won't, he's not gonna, he didn't start his judgment yet. When God gets ready to judge, he warns people first so they can stop it and not merit a judgment. And when he comes back, he's judging people for rejecting Christ and all the sins they've done. And he's gonna destroy people and the earth for rejecting Jesus Christ. And demons are going to fight. And they'll be released to kill and hurt, just like it says in Revelation. So, if you understand what's going on, the Word of God makes things clear. So when a storm's coming to tear my house up and my neighborhood up, I pray for it. I rebuke it. I intercede for the last one that came and tore up our area. I interceded for my neighborhood, and it skipped. It jumped over and tore up other places. But I did it at the Lord's instruction. And it was bad. It sounded like a freight train going over my house. And I didn't even know how bad it was while I was doing this. I heard it, but our power went out. And the cable went out. And I didn't know what was going on until I got up and drove to work. People kept calling to see if I was all right on my cell phone. And then I saw why a lot of stuff was gone the next day. Lights and poles were down, buildings gone, missing. God loves us. And he tell people to pray and they don't. And sometimes people don't study the word and they don't know what they can do. Most people don't know that they can stop storms or move them out of the way. Just like Paul didn't. So God have to work with them accordingly. He helps us out with according to the faith we have. Now, back to what I was saying. The word of God charges our hearts so we can do the wonderful works of God, so that we can glorify his name and be a blessing. Now, we need to know what he's given us. Now, we've been talking about how different people in their they flock together like birds. In this one world, there are many worlds. What I'm saying is, people, there are many societies. I use the word world because, see, in their world, in their society, among the people that they gravitate to, they think a certain way and they do things a certain way and they like it. And that's how they see life. There are people that don't know that God is still moving. There are churches that don't know that God will talk to you because they keep going to the same type of church that don't believe that God is still moving in our presence. Now, they believe the word enough to believe that they're saved, but they don't expect God to speak. They pray, but they don't expect answers. They don't expect God to heal them. They don't expect, you know, because they were taught wrong. They believe that God will heal if he wants to, or he'll make them rich if that's what he wants to do. They don't know that they have they hold the rudder of their life, your tongue. And what you say goes. They don't know the facts of the word because they won't study and they're taught wrong. And even when they study the word, they read it according to the way they were taught. And their world is dim. They have a little light and that's all they desire. That's all they look for. And anybody that comes around and talk about how God healed them and God spoke to them and told them this, they won't believe it because when they hear about it, because that's not the way, that's not in their world. But when somebody comes with the power of God in their face, and they have the integrity of God and the wisdom of God, they go to a funeral or a wedding, and the pastor's just fiery in his presentation, and then miracles happen. They are enlightened. They have to do something with the new knowledge they have, because that's not in their, the places they go and the people they're around, it don't happen that way. Then the atheist society, they don't believe in the things of God either. And when people get healed, and the Lord put it on TV, people get healed, they think it's a sham, because they know nothing of the Holy Ghost. They don't know the things of God. They don't understand. They've never seen it before. And see, sometimes, I ended yesterday, just like I'm going to have to end today, talking about how sometimes our worlds or societies collide. They intermingle sometimes. Somebody may be in the atheist society. Now, they love their children, and their children has cancer or something, and they go to the hospital. Or one of their cousins believe God, and they're preparing for their child to die. And somebody come and pray for their child, and they're totally healed. Now they brought the world of God. They brought the realm of the kingdom of God to them. And now their child is alive. They're going to thrive in life. They're not going to die. They're not going to be hurt. They're going to go forward in life. And they were interrupted. They have to observe the handiwork of God, because that was new to their realm. Just like people who grow up in poverty and never had anything, never had enough to go around. They go to college, You know, they, you know, sometimes people that are born on in poverty, they may be smart. They go to, they get a scholarship, go to college. And now they're around children with their parents bought them new cars. Their worlds collide. And they hear stories that they never heard before. And it can seem like it don't exist, only in faraway places, but now it's up close. And they're around a greater wisdom. See, when you look at, when you don't look to God, your world can seem huge and bigger than God. But when the Lord brings things from His kingdom to you, it's a blessing. And when our worlds collide, it can change the facts on the ground for people. And they can learn that they can stop storms, they can be healed, they can be saved, they can be blessed, they can grow up. They don't have to surrender to depression and heaviness. Jesus brought the life of God to Jerusalem. Jerusalem was dead and barely living. And He brought the life of God, the healing of God, the teaching of God to Jerusalem. And some people in the world, in their world, don't want change, and they fight it. But He brought irreversible change and life to Jerusalem, and that life spread over the world. Those that rejected it lost out, but those that received it, we're still preaching it. We're preaching the word that He taught 2,000 years ago, and now He's about to come back. See, we had 2 days of grace, and now we're out of time. Now God loves us, folks. He's with us, and He's gonna bless us. He's gonna bless us. We're precious to Him. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Continue to carry on in the life of God, and you will know His handiwork firsthand and foremost. Now, until next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.